Jury selection began Monday in the second trial for an Alliance man accused in the disappearance of a 17-year-old girl. 53-year-old Robert Moore was scheduled to be tried in January in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. Judge Maureen Sweeney granted a continuance requested by Moore's defense attorney. Proceedings have been delayed seven times. A mistrial was declared in November after prosecutors said the case ran out of potential jurors. Moore was found not guilty of aggravated murder in the June 2009 disappearance of Glenna White of Smith Township. Sweeney declared a mistrial in 2022 after jurors were unable to agree on a charge of murder. The Morgan Mansion in Alliance will go up for auction Wednesday. 5,000-square-foot home was built in 1940 by William H. Morgan, Jr., former president of Morgan Engineering, and the son of Colonel William Morgan, who built Glamorgan Castle. It has five bedrooms, four bathrooms, and a two-story porch. Kiko Auctions will conduct the sale and includes the home and 10 acres of land. The county auditor's office appraised the lot at $353,000. Contents of the home will be sold at a later date. A Jackson Township man will spend 6 to 9 years in prison for trying to kill his mother. 28-year-old Logan Shaw was sentenced April 8th by Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni. Shaw pleaded guilty to charges of attempted murder and felonious assault. He choked his mother in an Island Drive Northwest home in January 2023 until she lost consciousness. Shaw was given credit for 118 days served. As part of his sentence, he'll be on probation for 2 to 5 years after his release. A stolen vehicle was removed from water in Canton Sunday morning. The repository reports firefighters pulled the SUV from Cook's Lagoon. No one was inside. The vehicle had been reported stolen from Plain Township the previous day. The small pond in the 1800 block of Mahoning Road Northeast is overseen by Stark Parks. A fisherman reportedly told police he saw the roof of the vehicle in the middle of the pond just before 9 a.m. Highway Patrol investigating a crash in Columbiana County Sunday night. A motorcycle that was northbound on Route 9 in Butler Township went left of center and hit a southbound vehicle. The crash took place just after 9:30. The operator of the motorcycle was taken by helicopter to St. Elizabeth Health Center in critical condition. The other driver was treated at the scene for minor injuries. It isn't known if alcohol was a factor in the crash. A Youngstown man is on trial accused of sexually assaulting a young girl. Jury selection began Monday in Mahoning County Court for the case of 45-year-old Cipriano Ruiz. He was indicted on 2 felony counts of gross sexual imposition. He allegedly assaulted a girl from July to October 2022 when the girl was 9 years old. He was arrested in February 2023 after the child told police he had been touching her inappropriately. A Youngstown man faces multiple charges stemming from alleged sexual assaults. 49-year-old Michael Alexander charged with 6 counts of rape, 2 counts of gross sexual imposition, and 3 counts of sexual battery. The alleged incidents took place between 2018 and 2023 when the victim was between 12 and 18 years old. He's also charged with bribing and intimidating the victim. 38-year-old Ashley Cervello, who lives at the same address, is also charged with bribery and intimidation. Niles police investigating what appeared to be a case of swatting or a bogus emergency call to tie up police operations. WFMJ-TV reports officers responded to Eastwood Mall Sunday afternoon after a dispatcher received a call from a man claiming there was a person at the complex with a gun. The caller said a long-haired man wearing black pants was carrying a guitar case containing an AR-15 rifle. Police found no one matching the description. A security guard told officers someone had called threatening to shoot up the mall. Warren police officers resigned 2 months after her husband resigned from the department amid an investigation. WKBN-TV reports Taylor Edwards left her job effective March 30th. She was with the department 4 years. Michael Edwards has been in the Trumbull County Jail since his arrest in January. He's charged with 19 counts, including rape, gross sexual imposition, extortion, dereliction of duty, and theft in office. He was accused of assaulting women while on duty. Cleveland will pay $4.8 million to the family of a 13-year-old girl struck and killed by a stolen car during a police pursuit. The settlement announced Monday, one of the largest in Ohio. Tamia Chapman was killed in December 2019 when a car driven by a 15-year-old boy jumped a curb and struck her. The driver of the stolen car was charged as an adult and is now serving a prison term. The fatal shooting of an Ohio officer during a training exercise at a state corrections department facility being investigated as a possible reckless homicide. April 9th shooting at the Correctional Training Academy in Pickaway County killed 43-year-old Ohio Corrections Lieutenant Rodney Osborne. The Columbus Dispatch reported Monday. A report from the Highway Patrol says officials are investigating a state employee, but the person's name was redacted.